You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Want to know the range of the show? We're going to go from Pizza Hut and mac and cheese to talking about the Bundesliga. Bet the college hoops in a second. We've got some breaking news in soccer. Apparently, reports, and Fabrizio Romano, who is one of like the preeminent kind of like news-breaking journalists now in the world of soccer, is reporting, and he's making this like official. It's 4 minutes ago, and he's like, he's basically like the Adam Schefter of soccer, for people that don't know who he is. He's saying this is his exclusive. There are a lot of other people that are reporting that this is going to happen. He's saying it has happened. Julian Nagelsmann, sacked by, which is fired, right? Sacked by Bayern Munich. Apparently, Thomas Tuchel, the one-time Borussia Dortmund manager, PSG manager, and most recently, Chelsea's manager to start this year before he was sacked in favor of Graham Potter, who won a Champions League with Chelsea a couple years ago, beating Pep Guardiola and Manchester City. We'll get to them in a second in the Champions League final. So Nagelsmann, sacked by Bayern Munich, will be replaced imminently by Thomas Tuchel, who Chelsea never should have fired or sacked. That's a story for another time. So you might be thinking to yourself, why is Bayern sacking the manager? Well, Bayern has been knocked out of first place right now in the Bundesliga. Their rival Borussia Dortmund currently atop the table, 53 points to 52 for Bayern. These two teams play in Der Klassiker, which is the German El Clasico. Der Klassiker, D-E-R space K-L-A-S-S-I-K-E-R.
That is that better than El Clasico? Der Klassiker? Yes. Der yes. Klassiker is incredible.
In your best German accent.
I have to make sure I go through the syllables to make sure I'm not saying anything bad. Hang on.
Oh, you're good.
Der Klassiker.
Yes. That's really, like, yeah, how about this? This is a better way to say it. How would Total Wolf say it?
What was his complaining to the officials? Like, oh, that's not how they do it. That's not the rules.
Oh, Michael, that's not how it goes, Michael.
Michael, that's not right, Michael. That's not right.
We're literally doing Arnold's.
Yeah,
like that's
It's a subdued, like up a half octave, Arnold, basically.
Oh, that's total Christian Wolf. Christian and Red Bull can't get away with this. Lewis will get the job done.
Lewis. I'm going to Der Klassiker. Lewis,
yeah. Der Klassiker. So, I think Bayern Munich is like. These soccer teams are like the Yankees on steroids. If people think the Yankees are like insane with this stuff, and they're not anymore since George passed away. But it's basically like if prime George Steinbrenner, like insane George Steinbrenner, ran all these European soccer teams, these major ones. So they're literally in second place. They're one of the favorites to win the Champions League. Fire the coach. So Thomas Tuchel comes in. Tuchel is awesome. He's a great manager, like won a Champions League, went to another final during the COVID year with PSG, and ironically enough, lost to Bayern Munich in that final. So why is this important? Like, if you want to bet the Bundesliga, God bless. I don't handicap the Bundesliga. I think Bayern will probably win. I base that on nothing. But the Champions League is where this becomes really interesting, because we talked about prior to knockout stage starting, I thought Bayern was the best bet out of the favorites. And Manchester City are the best team, and they have Erling Haaland, and maybe he's the difference. But Pep Guardiola gets tight in the big moments. He finagles his formations. He shouldn't do that. And that's not me saying it as a soccer expert. That's me saying, like, they lose every year. So, like, there's something up with Manchester City in this particular competition and Guardiola in this particular competition. When he was Bayern Munich's manager, Pep Guardiola, never won a Champions League. Hasn't won a Champions League since he was at Barcelona and had the great Leo Messi. So Bayern and City are going to play in this. And Napoli, by the way, was the other team that we talked about when they were like 13-1. Now they're 3-1 on the other side of the bracket and like very likely to go to the final. But Manchester City and Bayern are playing. in this round here. So arguably the two best teams are playing in the next round. City's plus 250, Bayern Munich is plus 350 to win the Champions League. In my personal opinion, this move means that Bayern is more likely to win the Champions League, more likely to get past Manchester City, where they would play Real Madrid or Chelsea and be favored, and then be favored in the final against any of the other four teams that they would play. I like it for Bayern Munich. I love Thomas Tuchel. I wish he were still the manager of my favorite team, Chelsea. So I think if you're a Manchester City better in the Champions League, I think this makes you a little more nervous here, because Tuchel is the pedigree and outmanaged Pep Guardiola in a Champions League final. And the Manchester City team was better than the Chelsea team. And on that day, Chelsea were better. And on that day, Chelsea had the better manager. On that day, Pep Guardiola might be the better manager on balance. But on that day, Thomas Tuchel was better. I like Bayern to beat Manchester City. Now, again, I'll say this and then we'll move on. Maybe Erling Haaland is just the difference here. And he's like an alien and he's got 40 plus goals this season. It's ridiculous. And maybe he's just so good that nothing else matters. And nothing else matters. Never cared for Norwegian strikers. I was also not playing for Norway in their Euro qualifiers. Whatever. Yeah. Maybe he's just so good that they win this year. And he can like overcome Pep's Champions League ineptitude. Or maybe Bayern gets by them. I think they win if that happens. So if you're a Bayern Munich futures holder in the Champions League, I think you got to feel pretty good about this news. Again, it looks like Julian Nagelsmann sacked by Bayern Munich. Thomas Tuchel set to take over for the Bavarian Giants in the Clásica. You better you bet with Nick and Ken here on a tremendous Thursday. Okay. Hashtag other markets in the NCAA tournament. Yesterday, and we'll bring Tyler Morales on for this. Hello, Tyler.
Hello, guys.
Tyler, what were you eating during the last break?
Some nachos. My mom and dad went to go out and eat, and they brought me back some nachos. They warmed it up, and I ate it. It was all right. Like a 6 out of 10. Nothing crazy.
It was all right.
All right.
Just like six and 10
is. It's the Sweet 16. Had them together.
Yeah. Like casually slamming nachos at 5:30 on a Thursday.
Right. I would also like for someone to just go out to dinner and bring me nachos and heat them up for me.
To be like, my fiance does this for me all the time. She brings me home.
Yeah,
food.
My wife made me dinner and I ate it and it was delicious. I actually would not eat nachos right now. I'm actually too full. I'm good.
But this moment I wouldn't. But like if I were hungry, I'd love to crush
the during nachos. The games tonight. UCLA Gonzaga tips
baby.
Off. Damn.
I have to decide if I want to eat an edible tonight to watch the games. I don't think I'm going to. We'll see. Game time decision. Anyway, yesterday on the show, we talked about higher seeds. 2.5 was the number, juiced way over. Will higher seeds upset lower seeds? So that was one of the hashtag other markets. We have some more hashtag other markets. And maybe these are interesting, maybe they're not. So we'll go through them here and we can kind of, if they're not interesting, we can go on to the next one. Largest margin of victory in any of the games to be played on Thursday or Friday. The number, 18.5. The juice, minus 115 both ways. Tyler and Ken. Ken first. That's the show. Any thoughts here on largest margin of victory here?
When you first said what the prop was, I was trying to guess what the number would be really quick. I was pretty close. In my head, I was like, 20 probably sounds about right. Because you do have like a 10-point projected spread and you have two other 7.5s. So like just even forget what I think about the games, like the market projects that there's going to be a few games that maybe get into that range, maybe pretty fast, especially when you have a game like Creighton Princeton, probably keeps the number up a little bit. Over would be my bet there. We're not going to get one blowout with this set of games. I think we have some really bad, we have like bad underdogs too. Like we have like, there's a, like I'm betting Princeton. There is also a version of this where they lose by 40. I mean, they're not that good. There's a version of this where San Diego State gets run out of the building. There's a version of this where Xavier and Miami get run. Every game, like if it was just Friday's games, I might still bet the over. Like forget even that I get the four games tonight. I don't know.
Pat Buchanan.
Over there.
Tyler.
No, I completely agree. The Friday games, I mean, they all could be blowouts. San Diego State, I could see getting run around the gym. Princeton, if they don't show up, they could get run out the gym. Yeah, definitely over.
Okay, next one. Will there be an overtime game? And this is only for Thursday and Friday.
This is a great one because it's super subjective. It's insanely subjective. It is.
And also there's the, because like I got texted by a friend about this, and this is basically the equivalent of, well, the roulette, it's red seven times in a row. Have to bet black. Yeah. Hashtag Tuesday on a Thursday. There's been no overtime game yet in this tournament, which I think will lead some people to believe, well, it has to happen. Does it? Yes, plus 145. No, minus 200, Ken.
I mean, I don't even know the math on like a single game in a single round. So also my answer to the margin of victory, that's not like a mathematical answer. That's just like how I handicap the games when I think about them. Yeah. Like, I don't know what the 2.5, the one we did yesterday, like there's a way to price that pretty fast and at least figure out if it's like what you would want to do. These two are really subjective. I'd rather bet the margin of victory over than bet either side of this bet. Gun to my head, do I think there'll be an overtime game this round? Yes, I think there will be. I have no idea which one it'll be. Knowing me and my anxiety, it'll be Gonzaga UCLA tonight somehow.
I think it's going to be UConn Arkansas.
Well, that's equally bad because it means Gonzaga UCLA starts later.
Yes, that is equally bad. I think that tonight, and like obviously this plays into what you said, where the blowout potential is more tomorrow. I think we get an overtime game tonight. I think we're going to get one. I don't want to bet it, but I think we're going to get one tonight.
Right. What are the odds? I mean, there have to be markets because books will want to take your action on this. What is the price on like each of the games tonight to go to overtime? Is that like a market that's offered somewhere?
Let's see if the King of Sportsbooks
write action and feel great. There's no way somebody has an edge on this as long as you just know what the point spread is.
Let's see if the King of Sportsbooks has it. I'm trying to find it.
Yes, they do.
I don't know if it does. What is it? What is it?
So I got Tennessee, Florida Atlantic here. It's 11-1 to go to overtime in that game.
Well, yeah,
11-1.
It's a 5.5-point spread.
Yeah, but Florida Atlantic's whatever. So okay, 11, which means UConn, Arkansas is probably what, like, I don't know, 8 or 7, and then the 10-1, like 6.
UConn, Arkansas, 10-1.
10-1, Arkansas, man. UConn overtime, Nick. Subjective.
I might put a couple shekels on that.
What's Gonzaga UCLA, Tyler, to go to overtime?
I'm pulling it up right now.
As gut wrenching as humanly possible.
10-1 also. Plus 10-50.
I mean, just.
Will the King of Sportsbooks let you parlay those two things? Both West games go to overtime, right?
Crazy not to write tickets. Yeah. Of course you write them. What are we coming in with an edge? Are you serious? Of course. What do you think? Well, I just kind of think there's going to be one. I'll extend you this limit of whatever you want. Yeah.
UCLA Gonzaga is not going to overtime. UCLA is going to win the game by like 3 possessions.
No, I wish that was true. UCLA doesn't really play a lot that way. They play really slow pace, maximize possessions. They're a little Virginia-esque. They kind of, this is going to happen to them at some point. Now they're amazing in clutch situations. Like they're really
good. I feel like the game is over. 25 seconds to go, the game is over.
Okay. I don't know. I have no idea. I'd also like to know like if UCLA's UCLA have will their be normal up starting six. Lineup.
I'd also like Hawkes like to know is going to the line to make it 3 possessions. Like the game will be over. That's my prediction.
Okay. Drew Timmy will be Adam Morrison crying on the court coming out of the game.
God, I hope so.
Do you think if that happens, and you're like more confident than I am. I don't know what the hell's going to happen tonight. If Drew Timmy is eliminated, do you think he'll have like a Morrison-like reaction? Like if it's like 20 seconds left and it's 8 and he's coming out of the game, does he strike you as like the get emotional guy? He's always like kind of like the laughy guy.
I think he is probably like, I don't want to be memed like Adam Morrison has been for 20 years, would be my guess.
That's a fair point.
Child of the internet age is probably like, I don't want to be a meme.
Another child of the internet age, Mark Madsen dancing for the Lakers. Shout out Utah Valley into the final, the phenomenal four of the NIT.
Two words that start with P.
Well, and the crazy story with that, we'll sneak this in as a little Easter egg for people that want to bet the NIT. The problem is, apparently, they talked about this on the telecast a little bit last night. So there are 4 teams left in the NIT. I have Utah Valley at like 70-1, 80-1, and 100-1. And there are 4, and there are 2 games left, and they win. And none of the teams left are very good, except maybe Wisconsin. The the story last night, and that might be true, is he may not coach either game in Vegas because his wife is going to give birth to their fourth child. He may skip the games. And so people are sending me this, like, what do we do?
And I'm assistant coach?
That's a great question.
I'm looking
at Adam Morrison. I don't know. I just
Sasha Vujicic.
That makes me want to abandon ship. I just got to be honest. It's like, what is the most amount of equity I can get out of these bets right now? That's basically what that makes me want to do. They'll play UAB next week, by the way, in the semifinal.
Here's their staff. There's Ken Moses, and then two guys named Todd. Todd.
It's always better to have two Todds than one if you have a choice.
There's Todd Okeson. There's associate head coach, who I'm guessing would be the head coach, Todd Phillips, who attended college at Lewis Clark State. He's on Twitter at ToddPhillips7 and Instagram at TPhil31. This is all in his bio on the site.
Is Todd Phillips the guy that did like Old School? Is he like the guy that did those movies? Isn't that Todd Phillips? Or is he like a different guy?
If that were the case and he was like the assistant coach of like Utah Valley, I would have a lot of questions. He and his wife, Bobby, are both originally from Boise, Idaho, and have a daughter. Good for them. He played basketball at Snow College in Utah.
Oh, probably pretty tough. Get tough to find your footing.
This all seems pretty unremarkable.
Snow College and Lewis and Clark.
Lewis and Clark.
Lewis and Clark. Played in Duck Massacre.
Right. More on the hashtag other markets and narrative bets for the Sweet 16 coming up next.
We'll be right back.